The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. Your only true adult talk radio show in the morning. Yeah, okay. I'm just saying hello to everybody. Hey, it's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 12th of November, the day after Veterans Day. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great people down there, expanded walk-in humidor, super service. Outstanding service when you go on in there, Shelley and her people. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Well, good morning.
Did you have a pleasant weekend? I know you're working hard.
Around the house. Yeah, we did some stuff around the house and got new tires. Of course, we did Marine Corps ball. You know,
yeah. And Brenda, did you like the Marine Corps ball?
I did. Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, a lot.
Pomp and circumstance.
Yeah, talk to you a little bit off. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure why that's happening. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the
I heard a little bit. Yeah, I heard a little bit of that this weekend. I'm not sure who's fooling around with these things. But
we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Anyway, weather. Yes, we got weather. Sunny and a high near 71 today. Aries the smoke, partly cloudy, low around 48. Overnight lows will be in the right around the 50-degree mark. A little chilly this morning because we got 38 degrees in downtown. Still no rain in sight. We were teased with a little chance of rain. We got a lot of smoke coming up from down south of us, and of course we'll be talking about that.
Yeah, we will.
It's a sunny November, which we don't want.
Yeah, weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, and they have discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Okay, I'm starting to hear that in my my earphones, too. So.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't know if it's a monitor system or something else. We'll start adjusting as we,
that just changed totally, my ears.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's different.
Okay, well, you know what, it's the same producers we have.
No, I think we may have a situation. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, let's talk about a few things this weekend. The number of things that happened with the on the Veterans Day weekend, starting Saturday morning with the parade down in the city of Shasta Lake. Was that you probably didn't go to it because I know you're real busy this weekend, but it was fantastic.
Lots and lots of people.
Keep going.
And lots of people and the. About 107 entries. It was everywhere from marching bands to military vehicles and kids walking down the street with their batons and horses and princesses and queens. You name it. They were all there at the city of Shasta Lake Parade, Veterans Day Parade. It was large. It's the largest one north of, like, I think, Fresno. Anyway, it was a great, great, great event there. And then, of course, Saturday night, the Marine Corps Ball, which was fully attended. We had, well over 320 people there. And so it's, totally sold out.
And our guest speaker was a guy by the name of Colonel Chris Starling, who, well, you know what, it's a smart speaker who was one. His remarks were funny. His remarks were about loyalty and fidelity to the to our country. And he told several stories, and he kept it short because sometimes speakers feel like, well, if I'm going to be your speaker, I got to give you your money's worth there. But if you can talk for 15 to 20 minutes and keep everybody really entertained, everybody, you leave them wanting more, that kind of thing, right? So that was wonderful. And then Sunday, of course, being Veterans Day, we had the opportunity to go out to the Veterans Home, and I was honored to be their guest speaker out there. Of course, the IGO with the flyover and the ceremony out at IGO at our cemetery out there, and then at the Elks Club. So many, many things are happening. And, of course, and today it's a holiday for banks and the feds, but not the city. So your trash collection goes on time and all that, but your banks are closed.
All right. The park, or sorry, the campfire. 29 dead, over 220 still missing, 110,000 acres burned, 6,453 homes destroyed, 25% contained. And I haven't even addressed, it sounds better now. I'm saying it sounds better. I'm talking about our sound, not the fire. The fire itself is still only 25% contained. And the more videos you see of people trying to get out of there, out of the Paradise area, and it's heading toward Orville. I think it's probably like, 10, 12 miles at least from the outskirts of Orville. Now, the good news is everybody had heard is that the hospital had burned down, the schools had burned down in Paradise, and that's just not true. Some outbuildings of the hospital were damaged, but the hospital is still good. The emergency room is open. Everything there is fine. The schools are good. A lot of the businesses around there burned. Of course, so many homes burnt out there. Southern California has had, the Malibu and all of the places where the rich stars are at, and many other rich people have been, and up there in Thousand Oaks have also been touched by fire, many of them destroyed, and two more people dead down in the Southern California region been killed by the fire. This is just and I listened to Jerry Brown was up here. And somebody asked him a question about, hey, you know what? Forest management is a big part of this. And Jerry Brown says, forest management, but everybody knows that it's climate change. That's the real problem. And, Jerry, I don't care if it's climate change. I don't care if it's just because the earth warms and cools on a regular basis, because as it has for millions of years. What I care about is when you say it's got to be a whole approach, and then you throw it mainly back on climate change, when it should be is how you should manage these forests. And everybody knows that. You know it now. And he throws it back at the feds. Feds have more land than we have. Well, they do. But the feds came out and said, we're going to change how we do business. I have not heard the state say they were going to change business, how they did business about thinning and this. I hope they have. I just haven't heard it. So, the number of other things that are happening, of course, is, this one here is the, remember me last week going off about Pete Davidson, the comedian on Saturday Night Live who compared retired Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw, who's running for office down in Texas, to a mafia hitman in a porn movie. And, he's lost his eye. It may have been a war, whatever. And the guy was laughing and all that. Well, it just enraged people, not just conservatives and veterans. It also upset the left. Whoopi Goldberg goes on The View, which is not what you'd call one of your more conservative TV shows, and says something to the effect of, this isn't funny. You can try to be funny, but this wasn't funny. This was, you're poking fun at people have put their lives on the line. Even his own cast members said this was, comedians reaching, were always out there, were reaching, but sometimes it doesn't work, and this one just didn't work. And this young man that was on the show was, his dad was in the military. So Saturday night, Pete Davidson sits out there on the Weekend Update, and he apologizes. He says, I apologize for what I said. It was just wrong. He said, and for the first time, though, I can say is I brought the right and the left, the Democrats and the Republicans together on one issue, and that's because I'm a, blank. And then Dan Crenshaw shows up and accepts the apology. And, Bob, we haven't got that part, right?
I haven't been able to say that because I've been working on this other thing.
And so Dan Crenshaw shows up, and he says, he makes a couple of jokes about his appearance. But then he says, of course I accept your apology. He says, this whole thing is about America and how America, and veterans, and how it's not we or they, it's us. We're all veterans. We're veterans, and we're here, working for our country. And he thanked Pete Davidson for, the fact that Pete Davidson's dad, the guy, this guy that made the joke, his dad died in 9/11. He was a fireman. He was killed in 9/11. And it was a beautiful speech he made. And, it was short. And we're going to try and pull it up here in a few, you know, sometime during the show and let you listen to it. But it, what happened was is that Davidson did. He apologized sincerely for what he did. And so I'm, for one, am, you know, let this thing go. And like Crenshaw says, you know what, we're getting so much in the politically correct. But you shouldn't use a veteran's, any veteran's wounds as a punchline for a joke. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down at Sleep Number. Sleep Number is the official sponsor of the NFL. And you know what? The kicker for Chicago Bears probably wishes he had gotten a better night's sleep on his Sleep Number because he hit the uprights four times, missing three field goals and an extra point. And, you know, it's just in the look on this guy's face. But, I mean, how many times? I mean, hitting the uprights on a field goal, I mean, that's got to be hard. He does it four times in one game. What is the odds on that? Probably because he did not sleep in his own Sleep Number bed with his own Sleep Number setting. However, so many couples disagree on what that bed should be like, what it should feel like. So that's the best thing about Sleep Number. You can feel, you can adjust your side of the bed to be what you want. If you don't have a lot to say about what happens in your life, well, here's a good chance to do it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. And we both enjoy that. And these new beds with these new 360 smart beds, they sense your move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably through the night. Right now, during the Veterans Day sale, you can save $400 on a Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed. Now only $1,299, plus there's exclusive savings reserved for military and veterans. That's Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center, down to the Sleep Number store. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Lay on one of those beds. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it,
home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home.
The parties and the activities are great.
I love living here. I wouldn't live any place else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Among women, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Early detection and treatment is a key, along with prevention. Reduce your risk by exercising more, drinking alcohol less, and eating a healthy diet. If you're over 40, have a regular screening and mammogram.
This message brought to you by Dr. Pramila Dhanuka and Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your
so fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. Linda is on location this morning. Yes, on location. So we'll be more about that as we as the week goes on. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Holly Bail Bonds. Holly Bail Bonds now is pushing this petition, as we all are, to stop SB 10. And SB 10, of course, is the Senate bill that stops the bail. You know, it just ends bail. So when you end bail, there's more people, bad guys and girls, out on the streets. Why are they doing it? Well, some people can't pay. Well, yeah, but many people can pay. And the way they've done this is, so far, has enraged not only the people, of course, in the bail bond business, but also crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates. ACLU is against this because of the power it turns around and gives to the courts. And public safety leaders. So you need to go down to Holly's at 1737 Placer Street and sign the petition by November the 26th. We've signed. We're getting the rest of the people. And we ought to bring a petition up here so you can just drop by and sign it right up here at Free Fire Radio. But Holly Bail Bonds, 1737 Placer Street. Okay. This sounds a lot better, Bob. You fixed it. Whatever you did, buddy, you fixed it. Okay, let me see what's going. What else is going on? Oh. Were you able to pull up the apology there? Okay, why don't we just play that?
And I just want to say, for people that don't know, the reason you're wearing an eye patch right now is that you lost your eye to an IED in Afghanistan during your third combat tour. And I'm sorry.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate you saying that.
So we good?
We're good. Apology accepted. Just keep breathing.
Okay, that sound you hear is Adriana Grande's, one of her songs, and she was Davidson's fiance, and she dumped him. So so this was part of their skit right now. And so it was, you know, they made humor out of something that had been absolutely serious. And if you move on with that, Bob, to the part where he's speaking, where he goes beyond, he's making, he's making jokes about Pete Davidson's appearance. But if you can just keep it silent, and you'll be able to tell, because he'll be sitting there talking, after he does a couple of things. But the Davidson, if you could have seen his face, he was sincere. And yeah, he did get in trouble, but he realized he had crossed the line. He had crossed the line when he had said that. But then Dan Crenshaw, who, by the way, won his election down in Texas, came back to say something that was, to talk about it. I don't know. Did they just dump it on that one? Or,
well, this is one of the talking head shows, so this may be the clip. We'll see.
Okay. If you just go to YouTube,
I'm glad you invited him on the show. Earlier, Crenshaw said he didn't need an apology. He didn't.
Well, anyway, that's enough of that.
Just talking.
No, what I needed you to do was find the Saturday Night Live clip itself on YouTube. That was one.
There must be
a million
100
of them, right?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, but what it did was it did say it did have a really heartfelt part from Dan Crenshaw talking about our country and how our country needs to be together. Okay, now moving on, the Democrats plan. This is what's coming out in two or three different news sources. Plan on a barrage of subpoenas and investigations when they take over. When they take over in January, they're getting it all set up. Now they're saying nope. Not impeachment. Nobody's talking impeachment. That's really, of course, that's what they're saying. Oh, no, nobody's talking about impeachment. Can't talk about impeachment tool. Of course, you get finished with the investigations. With all the things that are going on in our world and in our country, I would hope that their first priority might be, instead of investigations and subpoenas, would be something like getting the deficit under control. Obviously, the Republicans can't do it. So here's a chance for the Democrats to do it. Republicans can't, you know, no matter what they say. How about working on something like infrastructure? I didn't hear any infrastructure the first 2 years or the last 2 years here. This would be a big chance. This would be a big gain for the Democrats if they just went in there and actually met with Trump. Trump will make a deal, I'm sure. And they do something about the infrastructure in this country.
But, Carl, we're building a $65 billion train that doesn't actually do anything.
That's Florida. I mean, that's California. Okay, that's California.
But where California leads, the world must follow.
That's California. Well, that's California says that. You know, we know better than that. Anyway, it would be interesting to see, instead of this attack, you know, which you know is coming anyway, no matter what anybody says, that this attack comes in there on Kavanaugh and Trump and all this stuff. However, what about infrastructure? What about immigration? What about the deficit? What about the what's going on in the Middle East? What about all these other things that could be, you know, that could be addressed? But is it all going to be for the next 2 years a full frontal attack on Trump, his administration, so they can try and get him out in 2020? Meanwhile, the Senate, which grew in number for the Republicans, are they going to just sit there on their hands? Are they going to try to, everything that the House, the Democrat-controlled House, throws at them, are they going to come back and change it? Plus, what about the number of judges and the chance of another Supreme Court judge? Justice Ginsburg, God bless her. And nobody wants anything to happen to this lady. I hope that she has 100 more years. She fell and broke her ribs. And is, you know, she's, you know, as people at this age are, sometimes they do get frail. What happens if Justice Ginsburg or one of the others cannot do her job?
Yeah.
Well, then there's going to be another Supreme Court justice. And, you know, and after Kavanaugh, I think Trump would be silly if he, and not that he's not silly, but I think he would be silly if he did not nominate a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And people got to watch out what you ask for, because the women that's in that top list are pretty conservative types. They're pro-life. They're pretty conservative. And so, you know, but I doubt if you'll see any of them being accused of sexual assault from 35 years ago. The Democrats have painted themselves into a corner over this one. And Kavanaugh. No, we're going to investigate Kavanaugh again. Okay. You know what? Kavanaugh, just sit up there. Just don't say anything. And then let them find out that Dr. Ford made a mistake. Find out all these other people were lying. And now there's some of them are going to go to jail. Let them do that. Frankly, I think that's fine. But again, it's this ridiculousness of what's going on in the politics. And, you know, after we finish, I think we have a couple of guests out there. Pretty sure. We're going to go back. Then we're going to go to Florida. If you want to talk about a circus, I have never seen anything like this. I thought that it reached the crescendo back when the Gore Bush thing on their election. Remember the hanging Chad? Hanging Chad? This guy, you always remember this photo. This guy is looking through his glasses. He's looking at this little piece of paper. Is that hanging Chad? What is that? Or did somebody just blow their nose? I'm not sure what's on this. This has gone so far beyond that. This lady, Miss Snipes, down in she's in Broward County. Oh my God, is she under? You know what? The pressure this woman is under right now, but most of it's self-imposed. But what she's under? But you know, we'll talk about that when we get back after a couple of guests going on here. But this is Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service on all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. They can work on all of them there. Give them a call, 221-2642, voted best in the North State, a veteran-owned business. And this comes over to our house if we ever have any problems, or they come up for the regular 6-month cleaning and changing of all types of things and filters in our heating and cooling systems. Check out homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
Well, Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the diesel horse dash for the little gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on location this morning. We'll talk about that later. Probably this week when she rolls back in here. 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 39 degrees. 39 degrees. Going up to 71 today. Like, obviously, we have hit the, it's starting to get a little bit chilly now. And if I looked at the, when I look at the, temperature for the rest of the week or the forecast, it looks just like this for most of the week. And unfortunately, no rain. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Their newest branch at 1845 California Street, of course, has your friends and neighbors there because that's what Cornerstone Community Bank is. Head on down there and see how they are moving local dreams forward. Visit online at bankcornerstone.com. You know, many of the things we do here is, of course, is being a community radio station and having our having skin in the game, you might say, around here, is that we like to support different organizations. that help people in the city of Reading and North State. So we were talking about the Soroptimist International from downtown Reading here, and I'm with Teresa Armstrong and Kathy Cummings. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, tell us about what Soroptimist is, Soroptimist International.
Soroptimist International is a international business and professional women's service club that emphasizes programs that improve the lives of women and girls globally and locally. So globally, there's over 75,000 members in over 120 countries. But our chapter here, the Downtown Reading chapter, was chartered in 2000. But there's actually been a Soroptimist Club in Reading for over 72 years.
Wow.
And we support many local projects locally as well as international projects of Soroptimist International.
Okay. And I know I've gone to Christmas soirees every year where you award somebody, somebody that's been doing so many great things for our community. This thing is, how many people do we have, did you say we have in our Soroptimist here?
Well, locally in the Reading area, we have about 30 members. In our particular chapter, we have 15 currently.
Okay.
And then there's clubs all throughout the region. In fact, I just want to say we have clubs in the Chico area, and their members have been impacted by the current campfire. So,
oh, yeah. I imagine.
We all, of course, are deeply moved by what they're experiencing. And when our region was going through the Carr and other fires, they reached out to us and have donated to us. So I'm sure we'll be reaching out to them as events unfold.
Okay. You're always looking for people that want to join and help people. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We're always looking for people who are wanting to join us or partner with us for our programs. And so if anyone has an interest, they can visit our website, sidowntownreading.com, for more information about all our programs as well as how to contact us. And we hold meetings the second and fourth Mondays in town, and they can come to a meeting at any time.
Okay. Now, you've got a program. It's called Live Your Dream Program.
Yes, that's one of the things we wanted to discuss this morning. Live Your Dream is what we call our educational grant program. We give money to women who are head of their household but who have returned to school to either complete or further their education. So many of these are single mothers who are supporting their families, and they're really taking that important step to improving their lives. And we just want to partner with them, and we have found Soroptimist International has done studies that education is one of the cornerstone factors in helping improve the lives of women, and not just the women, but their entire families and their entire communities. So our Live Your Dream Scholarship Program, we have an application on our website, and the deadline is November 15th, so that's why we wanted to come on air and let everyone know.
That's this week.
Yes, it is. So it's a simple application, but if that sounds like you might fit in that category as a woman who's returned to school, and it could be like Shasta College or it could be one of our vocational schools in town,
mm-hmm.
and fill out the application, submit it online, and we might have some money for them.
Okay. So you just go to sidowntownreading.com, all one word.
All one word.
And fill it out and do it by the 15th.
Yes. And there's actually two chapters of Soroptimist International in Reading. So you can insert the name of SI Downtown Reading, or the system will automatically direct their application to the appropriate club.
Okay. Cool. Now you've got other programs too.
Yes, that's just one of our key programs, but we also support other programs. We have a Dream It, Be It program. That's our career mentoring program for high school age girls. And Soroptimist International developed a curriculum that's designed to help young women identify their goals, look at ways to overcome any obstacles that might be in their lives, and just really to encourage them and help give them some life skills and career mentoring. So our club is hoping to put on a program sometime in the spring. We don't have the details yet, But we will be reaching out to our community, and it's a wonderful program.
Okay, that sounds like fun. It sounds very needed, in fact, on this. So you do it like a one-on-one, is that what you said?
Usually the girls are in like groups, and there's like exercises that they go through to help identify, like I said, what their goals might be. We understand that at high school age, not everybody has a fully formed idea of what they want to do for the rest of their life, but it's a way of helping sort of challenge them and start thinking in those directions.
Well, in high school, I was really thinking about my future, usually the next day.
Yes.
If it was beyond the weekend, you're laughing, Kathy. You knew me.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
You know, there we were. If it wasn't, you know, by the end of the weekend, it was like, oh, wow, you know, am I going to have money left over? Mm-hmm. So anything so I can go out. All right. But you're much more serious about it than I am.
Well, we try and have some fun, and there's we usually plan to have food available, and one of the things we do is like mock interviews, mm-hmm. which helps give them some job skills training. So we have fun with it too.
Great.
And Carl, the program is designed to help girls that are not at UPREP. You know, we're helping girls more at Chiba and schools that mm-hmm. need additional help in
right.
terms of the programs aren't
they may
out
not
there.
Have they may not have the role models at home,
right?
And so this helps them out
exactly,
right.
And their age groups are we can go beyond 18 beyond mm-hmm. the high school age, so it really
well,
does
good.
Allow learning what an employer is looking for as well as what careers they might be interested in. Our members come in and do this is my career type of
oh, yeah.
opportunity, so they can learn ideas of things that they might be interested
in. They might be wanting to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay, what's the next one you have here?
Well, another one of our programs that our club helped initiate is we partner with Shasta Community Health Center to provide restorative dental care for low-income women in our community. And we call that the Promising Smiles Program. And unfortunately, we can't do this over radio, but if you could see the picture, the dramatic difference between someone who's missing teeth and generally restorative dental care is not something covered by other funding sources like Medi-Cal. But to give them back their smile, it gives them back their ability to interact in the community and potentially go out and get jobs. It's truly a life-changing procedure for them, and so we help fund that program.
Well, now I've seen this. I've seen the results of this at one of the at the dinner
right.
At Christmas time, and it's remarkable. And the ladies, the change in them, not just you know, it's one thing that people never smile because they're ashamed of with their teeth, but once they have it, the amount of confidence they have then, they go out and you know Your dental care plays such a big part in not only your psyche but also your physical health. Mm-hmm. You know that it's such a huge thing that y'all are doing for these women, and from this they go out and get jobs. Their whole lives literally change.
It truly has been an amazing program, and that's why we're committed to helping continue with the funding of this project.
Well, you're really into the anti-sex trafficking too, fighting that. Yeah, and this is a big part of what Soroptimus International also was into.
Right. That is a program that's just been continuing to gain momentum as it becomes apparent just how endemic it is in our community and globally. Human trafficking obviously is a crime, but it's often the victims are silent victims because they're being forced into a lifestyle not of their own choosing. Many of them are young women coming out of broken homes, and or some of them are actually immigrants who have been forcibly brought into our country and are being held against their will. It's horrible to think this actually occurs, but it's actually happening here in Shasta County.
Well, yeah, we had an arrest a couple years ago of something like that, and the two men that were involved with this ended up in jail for several years.
Right.
So and the girl was freed.
Yeah, so Soroptimus has been sort of leading the forefront internationally but also locally to raise awareness of what's been going on and also to provide resources to the girls coming out of that lifestyle because, as you can imagine, you just don't suddenly stop doing that and start a normal life. There's a lot of...
Yeah, you don't go from there to Harvard in, you know, the next week.
No, they need help recovering. And we support those programs that provide them a safe place to recover.
Okay. And the it's such a big part of our society, this sex trafficking. And we're right here on the five. We're kind of on the forefront right here. It's halfway between Seattle and Mexico. And so it's moving, and we can go from here. You can go east or west also. So this is something that Seroptimus International are in, but also other groups. But it's good to see a group that's organized around being able to help people like this. You know, the next one I've seen videos on and slideshows on about women, water, and leadership.
Right. This is a Seroptimus International program, one of our global efforts, because they found that women in particular are impacted with in low-income countries with having to actually go out and gather water for their families every day. And so in countries, impoverished areas in Africa and Southeast Asia and other parts of the world, you know, this clearly impacts their ability to go to school and to work in other fields.
So what kind of projects do you all build? Wells, dig wells?
Yes.
Provide piping and all that, or the whole enchilada?
Well, really, it's the whole enchilada. And what they've done is they've targeted three projects currently, one in Kenya, one I think is actually in Bulgaria, the other in Malaysia. But it's first of all, it's helping train up the local women. So they're taking leadership positions in their own country. And then depending upon the particular need in their locale, it may be something like water storage projects, something to clean the water, so they need sanitary water, or it may be a water delivery like pipelines, like you say.
Okay. And this is, you know, it's amazing how the country will be there and they will accept these things. And then you get somebody else come in there and then build it for them. And then it's like, oh, we could have fresh water. I mean, I always find it, I mean, because I follow this, you know, in different parts of the world, Mexico and others, that people go up and do things. And you wonder why the people their government is so slipshod. But why that they think, why they don't think about it, except that they don't have, maybe they don't have the materials or whatever.
Well, it's a question. Really, that's why one of the key components of this program is to provide training, just so that they can raise up leaders within their own community, because that's really going to be the driving force going forward. And then, of course, there's a financial commitment because, you know, pipes and other materials are needed, and they may not have the actual financial resources for that. So that's what's so wonderful about Seroptimus International is that we're very practical oriented. If you look at the history of the projects we've supported over time, like a few years back, it was solar cookers for refugee camps in Africa because, again, the women were having to leave the refugee camps to gather firewood just to cook, and that exposed them to all kinds of dangers. So we try to identify specific needs in it and help address it in a very practical way.
That's great. It's Seroptimus International. Now, like we said, you've got a right now you have a Live Your Dream program, and but you need to have that in by the 15th. And all you have to do, if you know of anybody, a single mom that's going back to school, might need some help, or even, you know, if you're not sure they need help, make sure they know that they can go online to Seroptimus International Reading.
Yes, it's sidowntownreading.com.
Okay.
And if you just do a search, I'm sure it will come up.
And you can get able to receive a scholarship.
Yes, it's generally a few thousand dollars. We typically give away three scholarships in total. It depends on how much funds we have in a particular year. Mm-hmm. And this year, I think we have enough to give away at least three.
Great. And I'm talking to Teresa Armstrong and Kathy Cummings from the Seroptimus International Downtown Reading. Anything else? Last thoughts, sir?
Yeah, Carl, we want to, one, thank you for your past support. You've mentioned our Christmas auction a couple of times, and that's actually coming up again, obviously, with the Christmas holiday coming rapidly down the trainway. Our next Christmas auction will be on Thursday, December 13th at the Riverview Country Club. Our tickets are going to be $50 each and are available either through Eventbrite or our Facebook link, or you can go directly again to our website that we mentioned. We'll also be having live auctions and silent auction items up for bid. So if anyone's listening who's been inspired by what we do at Sir Optimist, you can participate either by coming to our dinner, or if you have some items you'd like to submit for our auction, we'd be happy to accept donations for that as well.
Okay. Tickets are $50 each, and mm-hmm. I've been there for several years, and it's a great time. The food is it's excellent. But they have some really super auction stuff, too, and silent auction. And this helps the Sir Optimist International help the people, and not only in our town and our city and our region, but also mm-hmm. in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for what you do, ladies.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Craftmaster has been doing this for decades, truly from the old school, a veteran-owned business. He can take a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length and fix it. He guarantees his work for life. He doesn't waste your time. You go on in there. Jeff looks at it. Yeah, I can fix it. He fixes it, and you don't have to worry about it again. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Real winners. Let passion carry you farther than ever before. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November Adventures. Swipe to win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Free slot play, prizes, or a Can-Am Commander. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our new kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Play the game board for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Can-Am Commander. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's a liberating feeling when you know you can go anywhere, whenever, on a moment's notice. Can-Am Commanders come built to handle any terrain, so embrace the spirit of adventure and get out there. Play our November Adventure promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Commander from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. 2 winners. Final drawing Friday, November 30th. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott and Bad Bob at the helm. Good morning, everybody. It is 5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and it's 39 degrees, going up to 71 degrees today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Now, Bob, as we were going through this stuff, you know, Bob, you know, he's got a book that's like 18 inches thick of all okay, maybe it's not that thick, but of all electronics and everything, he's got things, he's got it all marked. And he says it could be the, would you say it could be?
Well, at first I suspected a power supply problem. There's a lot of moving parts here.
He pulls up this pulls up a schematic and he shows it to me. He said maybe somewhere in here. I'm looking at this schematic. It's like a schematic to draw, a nuclear weapon. You know, in a Los Angeles street map, something. And I'm looking at it. And he goes, yeah, this is just a synopsis. We've got to get into it. And then he's going through it and he goes, oh. Somewhere over the weekend, somebody had opened up a phone pod and not closed it.
Yeah.
But you went through your checklist and you found it. So that's great. So now we're back to where we were.
Yeah. We hope so. Anytime that and this will be anytime when you've got the internet, you've got computers that have funny things happen to them. Like I said, lots of moving parts and 99.9% of the time, it all works perfectly, and then we lose our minds a little bit when we hit the 0.1%.
We get that 1%, we go, wait a minute, they shouldn't do that, but it did. Now, I was talking about the Democrats.
There's a corollary there.
Oh, man. Okay, Florida has now officially descended into madness. It's now official. After the election. You know, you've seen Florida in its madness before, but this time we're talking circus madness. We're talking that there's 163 clowns in one little car, and they're driving around Palm Beach. By law, they have to have that recount out by Thursday, right? They had to have other things done by Sunday at noon. Palm Beach has already said, there's no way we can do it by Thursday. Yeah, there's no way. So you have to accept what we had before. Meanwhile, Broward County and Ms. Snipes are out there trying to do it. One of the machines broke down, and then now you just watch them. And you talk about the number of lawyers. The number of lawyers in Florida increased by like 8,000% over the last 3 days because they're all their Republicans and Democrats because they're making sure.
Observers.
They're observers. Now. This gets even better. They're finding things. Here's a photo of two ballot boxes and the voting machine just sitting here, unattached to anything, just sitting here in this back room of a place. The sheriff's department runs down and secures it, but yeah, we don't know who's been to this. And then Ms. Snipes down in Broward County has already said, okay, we had illegal votes in here, but somehow they got into the good votes and there's no way of telling them apart. Can you believe that? Oh, man, I'm telling you, I'm into this, and I'm like, oh. So Scott, who I think is a Republican, it's so confusing at this point, his lawyers are in there, and they've already had injunctions put against it, saying we want, if they are not touching those ballots to count them, we want them put under guard. Well, the Democrats said, well, this is just like a communist dictator. He wants to take these ballots and just, you know, take them. Well, that's not what he said. This is how weird this has gotten down here. So... But it's not happening just at the governor. This is the Senate too. The Senate race and the governor's race. This is what's going on. Of course, Scott's running for Senate, and the governor's race is just as crazy. I don't understand this. How this happens? When you look up into the panhandle, yes, albeit there are less people up there, so they have less people working on it. They had all their stuff done the next day within 48 hours. And yet Broward County will never be able to get it done on time. And Palm Beach has already said, no, that's it. We can't do it. We can't do it. Our machines are antiquated. So then they go to the State Department, the Florida State Department, and say, well, why are the machines antiquated? Said, that's not up to us. That is up to each county for them to keep their machines up to date. And they didn't. So now we've got, what, 500,000 votes in there? that they don't know what to do. They can't count them. They don't know what they are. They don't even know how many votes they have. They don't even know how many. When they ask Ms. Snipes, well, how many do we have? I don't know. Because there's a lot of them. We're going to take a break.
That's all, folks.
I know. Hey, look, we're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to open this up because already the Democrats are talking about gun control. And we start talking gun control. Where is it going next? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh. This is KCNR Shasta Ready.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Some of those forced to flee Southern California's massive Woolsey fire have been allowed to return home. It's a positive development, even though the forecast is calling for continuing critical fire weather conditions. There have been two fire-related deaths in Southern California, while in the north, the so-called campfire has claimed 29 lives. Gary Green lives in Chico, Northern California, among the thousands forced to flee their homes there.
We got a call at 6:30 in the morning. Wife looked out the window. They said the fire was at Polga. It was behind my house, and at that moment, it was time to get out because the winds were roaring. They were probably about 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds.
He spoke with KGO-TV. 10 search teams working in Paradise, a town of 27,000 that was largely incinerated last week. The White House now explaining why President Trump did not attend an event in France honoring U.S. military dead.
On Saturday, the White House cited bad weather as the reason for skipping a planned cemetery visit in northern France. Officials said weather conditions grounded the president's helicopter. In the wake of criticism that President Trump didn't travel by car to the event, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders issued a statement noting concerns that a motorcade on short notice would have required closing substantial portions of area roadways. The president is now back at the White House after attending events in Paris to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. Greg Clydeston, Washington.
The Israeli military says a bus has been hit by fire from the Gaza Strip. The incoming fire comes a day after an Israeli undercover military raid in Gaza sparked battles that left seven Palestinian fighters and one Israeli officer dead. A sell-off underway on Wall Street. The Dow down 344 points, the NASDAQ off 178, and the S&P down 37 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 10 life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you'll probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Kevin is 39. He controls his blood pressure with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. SelectQuote, it's all about choices.
To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-885-7755. That's 1-800-885-7755. 1-800-885-7755. Over a million people know, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The UN Refugee Agency is cautioning against returning ethnic Rohingya Muslims to Myanmar from Bangladesh at this time, urging that officials be allowed to assess whether it's safe for them to go back.
Myanmar says it's ready and willing to receive 150 Rohingya refugees every day, starting from this Thursday, and that it's now down to Bangladesh to send them. Myanmar insists all returns would be voluntary. But dozens of charities working in the Cox's Bazar camps disagree and say many families are terrified at the prospect of being protected by the Burmese soldiers who are accused of murdering and raping their people last year.
That's the BBC's Nick Beek. Vice President Pence in Tokyo to discuss North Korea and other issues with Japanese officials before heading to two regional summits. Pence expected to also discuss China's growing regional influence and bilateral trade. News and analysis at townhall.com. Move more, sit less, get kids active as young as age 3.
They're among new federal guidelines that stress that any amount and any type of exercise helps health. The advice is the first update since the government's physical activity guidelines came out a decade ago. Since then, the list of benefits of exercise has grown, and there's more evidence to back things that were of unknown value before. Those benefits include high-intense workouts and taking the stairs instead of an elevator.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Momentum appears to be growing among major oil producers to cut output in a bid to end a slump in prices. Saudi Arabia's energy minister says the kingdom will reduce exports by about 500,000 barrels a day from November to December. Wall Street in the grips of a sell-off this morning. The Dow down 334 points. NASDAQ off 174, and the S&P is down 36. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KC60 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on location this morning, and it's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 12th of November, the day after Veterans Day. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, enhanced walk-in humidor, same great customer service. Just love it down there. Bad Bob, what are we looking at for weather today?
Well, I can tell you that were you in Hayfork, you'd be wearing warm clothes because it's 24 up there.
Well, it's...
How about
well,
that?
Well, if it's 39-40 here, you would think that. How about Alturas? Did you have Alturas up there?
Oh, yeah, Alturas, 17 degrees.
Oh, 17 degrees. Oh, my gosh. You know, what's...
No, I was wrong. 13.
13 degrees. Wow. Alturas.
So if you feel
another
cold,
reason to visit Alturas today.
Yeah. We've moved all the way up to now I got 42 degrees in downtown Redding. Red flag warning in November still in effect. Please be careful. We have seen in no uncertain terms what can happen on a red flag day. Otherwise, we'll have sunny skies, a high near 71. The winds light 3 to 7 miles an hour. Smoky areas, because after the sun goes down, the smoke will just fall down on top of us because the north wind is not keeping the smoke out. Low temperature, around 48. Areas of smoke when you wake up in the morning with a high near 72. And that's the weather pattern for the next whole week. Daytime highs in the mid-70s, overnight lows in those mid-40s. No rain in sight, I'm sad to say. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business out of Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Not only do they provide very, very fair prices, they give discounts for seniors and veterans, they have payment plans, and they have won statewide awards for hiring veterans. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You know what? Now, do we have somebody on the line here, right? Okay. Hey, Sally, good morning. What's
up? Good morning. Yes, I wanted to get in tonight what's happening at the Reading Patriots meeting before you got started on your day.
Well, you know what? That was pretty quick because I looked around and said, I heard that phone ring. I know Sally's on there because I was getting ready to launch because I tell you what, this is going to be open line Monday.
The weapon racks are full.
I am getting ready to fire it up because I have, you know what? I'm getting tired of this stuff. I have I've listened to you all. I listened to some of the speakers on here. I've listened to all the shows, and I look at what the Democrats, or at least what they say in public, are planning when they take over the House, and it just makes you wonder, and you know what's going on. And then I look at what's happening right here in Sacramento, or in California. I can't believe for some reason we thought it was okay to tax ourselves this much on gas.
Yeah.
And then you look at the way the proposition was written, and you go, "Oh, okay, I can understand that," but I just don't. I don't understand the state, and I don't understand the. It's almost like a concentrated effort to just disallow the Constitution in our lives.
And as goes California, so goes the rest of the nation.
And so they say.
And that's what tonight is based on. I'm glad you said that, because in light of the fact that Gavin Newsom is going to be our next governor, and we know the fact that one of the first things he's going to want to do is work on taking away our Second Amendment rights. We are having tonight, Mark Baird was scheduled to come speak in person at our meeting, but he got called away to fight the fires that are going on in Paradise and in Malibu. So he's one of those pilots that are dumping the retardant on the fire, and he's not going to be with us personally, but we have figured out a way. Technology is wonderful. To zoom in his presentation, and we are still going to get to have Mark speak, and we will be able to talk to him via the Internet.
Well, good. That, you know, that's what technology is for, is to pass the word correctly.
Absolutely. Now, he's going to be talking about the case that was recently done in Hawaii versus Young that gave everybody an open carry. It says the only constitutionally guaranteed right we have is open carry. And it's effective for the 14 states that is covered by the Ninth Circuit. Now, this was the Ninth Circuit, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm right. I think I did read that, that the only thing you can do is the open carry.
Yes. So we are going to push for that here in California to preempt whatever Gavin Newsom decides he wants to try to do to us. So I invite people to come out and find out how they can get involved. We need to be proactive and go on the offensive, not always be on the defensive when it comes to our gun rights.
Well, I can see that Senator Alvey is already, who's one of the senior, Nadler, one of the senior people for the Democrats. His line is, we will certainly pursue sensible gun control legislation.
Absolutely, Feinstein.
Yeah, what exactly is sensible? And you know, look at what happened on that tragedy down in Thousand Oaks.
Yes.
And it was a pistol. It wasn't a, quote, assault rifle. It was a pistol that had been legally obtained with an illegal magazine that supposedly, this is what I've read, I don't know for sure. And the fact is, it was in a no-gun zone, and there have been reports of police being in there, off-duty police being in there, but were not armed.
They were not armed,
well,
yes.
Well, they were not armed because you cannot drink and be armed, and that includes the police. So they left their guns in their car, is from what I heard. So there is no such thing as a designated driver. For concealed carry owners that I know, is that they're going into a place to have a dinner, and but they know they're going to be having wine or a mixed drink. They, you know, the guns are locked up in the car. So I can understand that. But still, he walked into this place. Somehow he chose this place to do this. And automatically, the rest of us who don't do these things, who keep their guns locked up, who are very safe in how we handle our firearms, we're going to get punished for it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's definitely here. It's here in California. Did you know that there are only five states like California that don't allow for open carry of a weapon? Five states, and that's California, New York, Florida, South Carolina, and Illinois. There are 45 states that allow open carry, and 31 of them allow it without any kind of hoop that you have to jump through.
Well, there is a lot of hoops we all have to jump through. So anyway,
yeah.
So that's tonight then.
Yes, tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Okay. So it looks like a church. So
it does look like a church. It's right across the street from the fire station. And
okay.
We will have a sign out.
Okay, so tonight, Rally Sally and the other people for their Reading Patriots.
Reading Patriots.
Reading Patriots tonight. Okay, thanks so much, Sally.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. If you've got something in your stuck in your craw, is it time to start talking about it? The elections are over. But I think that the craziness, which was before the elections, is going to be even more so now. Do you think that is it time for the people to, in this case in Congress, as the Democrats want, they're saying, well, obviously people want gun control. That's why they elected us. Obviously people want Trump to be under investigation because that's why they elected us. If that's on your mind, you give us a call, 605-4567. It's quarter after the hour, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. You can give them a call at 222-2750, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in Reading with a watch repairman. They can design it, build it, and take any type of jewelry, any type of design you want, and then have gems from all over the world. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 39 degrees going up to 71. Unless you're up in Alturas, then it's 13 degrees.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on location today. I'm here with Pat Ball. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here in 2018 on November the 12th, the day after Veterans Day. It's 42 degrees. It's going up to 71 today. Low of 48 tonight. It's going to be just like this the rest of the week. It's just going to be absolutely beautiful, but unfortunately no rain. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. And Home Helpers has been in our business, been in the business of helping people here in Reading for over 15 years. Sharon Clark started this company over 15 years ago. She gives free in-home consultations to you if you need help there from either 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day. She can do it. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. Catch up on the campfire. As of, I think they're getting ready. Have they had another update, Bob? Bob's been looking for the latest update.
Cal Fire usually people wanted information right away in the first few days. Now they've got a public affairs office going up, and I'll check the news and notes. It is the deadliest wildfire in California history as far as direct deaths attributable to this fire. 29 so far, 100-plus people missing.
200 missing. 110,000 acres burned, 6,400 homes, over 6,400 homes, 25% contained. And I'm sure that's the update on this one is going to be even more so. 29 people as a direct result of this fire. Now, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners about the story you had from your mentor, one of your mentors in the Coast Guard.
Right. Mike and Hannah Lohr. Really good friends of ours. He's a Commodore. He was a U.S. Navy captain for some years. They were both, and the missus has an interesting story too. But Mike, after he left the Navy, he's a PhD. He's a pretty smart guy.
Pretty brainy guy.
He got into the Coast Guard Auxiliary, where he attained the rank of Commodore, which means that he basically is sort of the chief cat herder. And, of course, for those who don't know, the Auxiliary doesn't do any military stuff. They wear the uniform. They represent the Coast Guard in public affairs type things, including boating safety.
Well, you try to rescue people from themselves.
Right, right. There are safety patrols, extra eyes and ears for the Coast Guard. Hannelore, Mike's wife, was a child of one of the Penemunde scientists. If you can imagine that, the V2 program, Carl.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, Wernher von Braun was a friend of the family, and after the attack, they got rescued and scooped up by the U.S. forces after the fall of Germany and brought to the U.S. where they grew up, et cetera, et cetera. Mike Hannelore set up a beautiful house in Paradise. They were very active in the auxiliary. They had minutes to gather up what they could and get out, and it consisted of, like, changes of clothing, a laptop computer, the car, and that was pretty much it. The entire house devastated. Their car has scorch marks down the side from driving out through fire.
I cannot believe, when I see this, the calmness of people with the fire literally on. I mean, you can see it because they have their telephone in front of them. It's not on the sides, but it's going above them in many cases. And these people are just, okay, honey, no, it's going to be the father and then the mom talking to her son. And she did. She was praying and others. But how close this fire was on the road. And you're saying your friends had the sides of their car was scorched.
Yeah, there's scorch marks on the car.
But they got out okay.
They did get out. They made it down to some friends, some other Coast Guard auxiliary friends down in Chico. They're very sanguine about, it's just stuff, although it's a lifetime of very precious memories.
People say that. And, frankly, it's true to a point. Like, I met another Marine at Saturday night at the ball whose family was from Paradise. He's got a lot of his family was there, and he used to live there. They've all lost their homes. They've all lost everything they had. They're all alive. He said there was a day we couldn't get a hold of my brother, but we finally got a hold of him, and he's okay. He was trying to save his house. It didn't work. He was terribly, terribly touched by this. Is he well? He should be. But when you say, it's just stuff, it's more than that. That's identity. That's something that I have a friend whose father gave him his first shotgun, yeah, or his first single-shot rifle back when he was like 10. You know, it's gone. And the first rifle or shotgun he bought when he had from his paper route,
yeah,
it's gone. And other things like photos. My mom made a, when she was alive, made like photo albums. This is what she would do. And she gave me a photo album of my life up to that point. You know, from when I was a baby all the way up until, you know, things I'd done that was suitable for putting photos in. If that was burned, it would be, okay, it's just things, but it would mean something to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's irreplaceable. So if you look at stuff like that, that was just things, but it's more than that to people, and it does impact on them. It may not impact on them now because, gosh, I got my family around me, got my animals and all this, got my computer.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's going to be an impact.
Well, Brenda and I, when we were evacuating, we were several days of not knowing,
yeah,
if
right,
it was still there or not. After some grieving, we said, well, it's the ultimate house cleaning.
It's the ultimate downsizing.
Yeah.
You can,
yeah,
go. Now, you know, and the thing, now, this leads us to the next part that I want to talk about.
Oh.
Looters. Of course, the looters are out, but the ones that I really, really, these guys are spectacular. They were dressed up as firefighter EMTs.
Apparently, and we've had several stories here about clothing being stolen out of some firefighter's car while they're in a restaurant or something, and you go, well, what are you going to do with that? Apparently, the bad guys who'd like to network with each other decided that, well, we'll just wait for the next disaster to strike, and we go in dressed as EMTs. Maybe they set this all up in prison while they were in prison together with nothing better to do, but they go in and loot high-value targets. So this is a gang thing, probably, but come on.
You know, again, and they've caught them. They've caught them at it already. So this isn't just something like, oh, gee, it's missing. Yeah, now they've been caught doing, you know, this looting. You know, and looting is a, I think looting is automatically you go to jail. It's not one of those things that, okay, you go to community service. No, this is one of those ones, according to Stephanie Bridget, is that you go to jail. You don't pass go. You just go to jail.
The time was not very long ago in our history, you didn't even get that option.
Well, we can get into that. you know, back into the corporal punishment days, in this case you're talking about much more, but the corporal punishment days where people were whipped out in the town hall, and out there in the city square, like down there where we put the Christmas tree up.
Yeah.
They would bring people out. They've got a whipping pole there, and you tie somebody up there and you give them 25 lashes or 50 lashes, or you put them into the stocks and let people throw, you know, rotten tomatoes at them, and because you've done wrong and you need to be punished. But you know what? We don't have room in the jail, but we're still going to punish you, and this is how we're going to do it. Or how you would just chain them to a tree and give them blankets at night. We don't have room in the jail, so we're just going to chain you out here because you've done wrong. You've done bad. And yet now, people that do that, that do bad, that get arrested, we give money to, we give food to, we give shelter to, we give them a free pass on all of this. We give them this stuff, even though that they have broken the law, they continue to break the law. We continue to give them money. We continue to give them vouchers for food. We continue to give them clothes. We continue to give them tents. We continue just to let this happen. This is insanity. We think that Florida is a circus of madness because of their elections. We need to take a look at our system that rewards criminals and punishes those of us who follow the rules.
Yeah. The British Navy, which of course had the Royal Marines, from which your beloved Corps draws many of its traditions and practices. And we do. Yeah. In the British Navy, a wrongdoer was tied to the grate and lashed. But after that, it was as if it hadn't happened. He had paid his price.
He had paid his price. I'm reading the story of Lewis and Clark right now. It's great. The book is just outstanding because they used their own diaries and it's meticulously researched. But this is what happens. They would give people floggings. I'm not talking about 10 lashes. It's like 100 lashes for doing something. The guy fell asleep on watch. How about this? How about 400 lashes?
Yeah.
But they were forgiven after that. They paid their price. And
If they survived the experience, well, they got immediate medical care.
Well, they did, and you know, and they needed help getting into the boat and all that. But they survived, and they became they were still an integral part of this group that went across the United States. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that because he had some that were a little recalcitrant at times. One was a deserter. They found him, brought him back, and he could have been killed. They could have killed him, but instead they sent him back on the next group that went back down after he'd been flogged. So this kind of thing is flogging. And then it's like, okay, you paid your price. You paid your time. Here it is. You've been flogged. Don't do it again.
Yeah.
But see,
it tends to cut down on recidivism if you know that you got that waiting for you.
Well, they got two of them. They gotten drunk because they brought, you know, they bring, everybody got their little dram of whiskey every night, but one of them was on watch one night, got drunk, they came over, he says, why don't you have a drink? And then they both got drunk. And so the first one was saying, well, I didn't really get drunk, and Lewis gave him like, you know, like 100 lashes, you know, for getting drunk. And the second one goes, I'm guilty. Okay, I'm going to give you 50 lashes.
Yeah.
50 lashes. Okay. He said, well, you know, so, you know, he kind of gamed it a little bit, but he won. We don't have that. What we have is just the opposite. You arrest somebody for thievery, stealing stuff out of your car.
Three hots and a cot.
Do you think that this person's still not going to get their EDP, you know, their card so they can buy stuff? Do you think they're still not going to be able to go over there and go down to the People of Progress? Hey, I'd like to have a new tent. And they get a new tent. Or how about a bicycle that was stolen? Or they just steal a bicycle. Nothing's going to happen. Yet my taxes go up every year. You know, Linda comes to a stoplight and thinks, you know, it's okay, that light has not changed. She makes the right turn, no injuries, nothing, $299. Right. Okay. Oh, she broke the law. Well, she's got other people in that same courtroom. This is the fifth time they haven't shown up. They've done these other things. They don't get a fine because they can't pay it. Why? Because they're criminals. They're going...
You wonder why people are leaving.
In through the nose, out through the mouth. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by somebody that is sane, who has the lock on sanity, and that's Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993. Located 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to the Members First Credit Union. You need to give her a call or, you know, stop in, make an appointment, find out how she can help you, because I tell you what, she can. She has, we have our health insurance, or I'm sorry, our life insurance with Judy. She's made it so clear to us. And got us just the greatest deals there. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 221-0441. We'll be right back. It is 8:32 in the morning. If you have got something stuck there that you just need to let out, give us a call at 605-4567.
Grab your friends, come down, and check out our new multi-progressive bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's bingo, only better. Play our paper-only night on Mondays. $200 drawing. Wear your favorite sports team attire to rock and roll bingo and receive $10 in free slot play. Check out our $10,000 progressive special. The end of the month is your chance to win VIP tickets to our New Year's Eve bash. Plus cash in our Drop Into the New Year drawing. 9 free slot play and cash consolation prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Triple tickets on Tuesdays. And the $500 midweek drive. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. MP Bingo is here. Win thousands of dollars. 5 progressive jackpots. More ways to win big. If you don't like to dub, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only. Who says you can win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Download the Wind River app. Check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
You know, I don't understand why people get so upset because you use certain terminology. When I said people should be flogged in public, what's wrong with that? If they've done something wrong, maybe it will do something to keep the next person from doing that. I mean, just a thought. Because there was, you know, some congressman made a point about a public hanging, and that just got everybody off. Fired up. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on November the 12th, 2018. 42 degrees, going up to 71 today. Weather report brought to you by our friends over there at Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Seamus O'Leary's. Seamus O'Leary's, that's right, the only real true Irish pub in Reading, located at 1708. California Street. It's been voted best in the North State every year since 2001. And come on down tonight for Monday Night Football and bet the bookie. See if you can win some money and have a great time. You always have a great time at Seamus O'Leary's Irish Pub. And on Tuesdays, they have half-price hamburgers. Seamus O'Leary's. Okay, Bob, you kind of like a Seamus O'Leary's to me.
Yeah, in a way. I've been there. Come, the shepherd's pie is pretty darn fine.
Shepherd's pie?
Yeah. So you were mentioning about temperatures. Just in a 10-mile radius, here are the following readings. 36, 47, 60, and 64. In a 10-mile radius. That's how crazy weather is here in our area because of these shifting winds.
Okay, the when we start talking about, you know, things about the you know, the winds, the fires, it's supposed to be quieting down here.
And we just came out of the red flag conditions.
Okay.
Winds will be calmer. So Redding got through this one okay. Still, everything is dry. The fuel's moisture is at record lows. It will just go up from a hard look. So just because the temperatures have cooled off, please don't go piling the leaves in the yard and setting them off because you want to get rid of them, and it's November, and the calendar says you can burn your leaves. Don't do it. Really bad idea today.
Well, you know, this whole thing, you know, it's mostly the fire is it heading toward Yuba City? It's supposed to be, you know, I think it's several miles away from Yuba City, but they were looking at really hot spots around there, too.
Evacuation warnings, Highway 32, Plumas County, Highway 70 to Thermalito. So, yeah, the fire is moving west and south. There's a lot of resources on it. A lot of facilities, too many to list, still threatened, including Feather River Hospital. And, of course, there's a lot of electricity infrastructure in that area, a lot of power lines through there. And how about, like the Napa Fire, this one could have been a PG&E problem.
I heard that there was an outage right before the fire started and in that certain area. Now, of course, PG&E didn't they just get that bill passed in Congress or up in the Assembly here that says that they're no longer responsible for this, that that your ratepayer is going to have to pay for these all these massive damages in these fires. Did I see
How
that?
About that?
How yeah. about that? Which means in the stockholders, the ones who own PG&E, don't have to.
Yeah.
So it has to be the ratepayers themselves have to pay for twice, because they're paying, you would think, already for keeping the wires,
the infrastructure up.
You're paying for the infrastructure, and then when they haven't been taking care of infrastructure, and they're found to be the cause of fires, and now instead of it causing, you know, the company to pay for it, now the ratepayers do. But as the company pointed out, if we have to pay these billions of dollars, we're out of business. So there you go. What are you going to have?
Yeah, what are you going to do? It's kind of like when they pick up the guy for the 15th time. What are you going to do to us?
Yeah, what are you going to do? And you know what? And now, am I fanning the fires here when I say things like this, that there's something wrong in our community when you're having you're picking people up like this right and left? There's nothing that can happen to them. We are going to see another 102 beds in January.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think people here spoke that they want to change. Not that David Kehoe wasn't doing a good job. David Kehoe has been there a long time. But the people said, you know, Dave, we want some fresh eyes on this. And the same thing with the city council. Kristen Schrader is just lucky, in my humble opinion, that Mr. James Crockett didn't have $2,000 to put into a campaign or $5,000 to put in a campaign. He was only 600 votes away from her, not running any ads, not doing any of those things.
Yeah,
I may have seen a couple of his signs. He was still within 600 votes of Kristen. And if he had run, or maybe even closer than that, and if he had run a campaign and had money to run a campaign, he could have been one of the top three.
Yeah.
So then you would have had three new people coming in. And again, Francie Sullivan's given so much of her life to this community, and we admire Francie tremendously. But Francie's no longer going to be there.
No disrespect to Francie,
no,
but it's time
all.
To try something else. The
yeah.
definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
So we have made the change. Not that Francie were saying and Francie's insane. No, not at all. We're just saying is that we need new eyes on things. We need new ways of doing things. And so it's going to be interesting to see what Aaron Reznor, Mike DeQuisto, and the new city council, the new makeup the city council does to start changing the world around here. And it's going to be interesting. Joe Comente said, I can find that money. All right, so that money's out there to build the ARC. Then he says that he will work together with the rest of the board of supervisors to do what? To find the money to pay for the running of the ARC. And who's on the line?
We got Coach Bob on the line.
Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Colonel. My apologies, Friday morning I called in and I was on hold, and unfortunately, I was attending the burning of a building I maintain, Continental and Yuba Street, that burned to the ground.
Oh, my
gosh. My attention was diverted by the fire chief who wanted to talk to me about a couple of issues.
So, where was this at? Right here in town?
Yeah, right down by the Shasta Community Health.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Empty building for lease, transients underneath the stairwell on the outside lit a fire for warmth. Bless their heart. So it's
you know, I am sorry.
Words fail me.
I know they fail me too. At least the ones that can go out over the air. But you get my drift.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I think
yeah.
cost us millions of dollars.
You lost a building. That you owned.
A two-story building.
A two-story building.
I don't own it. I maintain it.
I'm sorry, you maintained it. that it just gets burnt because there's people in these here start a fire and they don't care. They don't care if it burns. Yeah.
Nope.
It's not theirs.
Nope.
Okay.
And the minute it started, I'm sure they vacated.
Oh, of course they did.
Don't know where they are. Don't know who they are.
No, they're probably some other place starting fires.
Yeah. The thing I wanted to talk about very, very briefly, no offense to Mr. Keough or Ms. Sullivan, who we saw at the
soup kitchen.
Soup kitchen. Thank you. Anyway, I am all for term limits. 20 years on any council, 20 years on anything is too darn long. We have to have a turnover of people and ideas. And same with Ms. Feinstein and everybody else. And these Strom Thurmonds of the world that stay there 40, 50, 60 years, to me, is absurd.
When they have to bring them in on a bed, on a stretcher to vote, that is too much.
Picture.
You know what? Of course, people, once they're elected, say, well, term limits is when we get, you know, we get put out of office through an election. Yeah, but let's just look at this. You know, if you look at this honestly, the chances of somebody getting pushed out of office like they did in, you know, they did in the at this last congressional election, that's very hard to do. I think it's like, what, 85% of the incumbents get reelected. So in this case, there was like 20 of the 40 that got overturned that just weren't running again, so you had new people running. You know, and there's a lot to be said that the incumbent has so many things they can do. You know, they brought up how LaMalfa got past the mailing or the mailing of these brochures. They call it the 499 law. Where you could, if it's less than 500 people, you can then you can mail it. But I don't think it has a limit on how many you can mail. It's just all has to be less than, you know, 500. Yeah. So there's just I'm starting to lean in that direction, Coach Bob.
I never was, but boy, I am now. And in the last 15, 20 years, I've become a big advocate of term limits. And I never was before. I thought, no, you know, freedom of work where you want, but that's not how this system was set up. And we're now seeing a lot of the problems with it. And there's got to be a reason people want to stay there that darn long.
Well, it's power.
And
it's a power thing, and it's money, I'm sure. But, you know, something else, too, is, you know, Sacramento has term limits. And they somehow managed to, you know,
they eventually round robin.
They try and they'll get into something else. Or like Ted Gaines, who was getting, you know, this is going to be his last raw, gets elected to be in
That's right. Yeah
he was in the Board of Equalization. So he just got hired for that. I mean, just one for that. I mean, this is just a type of thing where if you, I'm not a career politician. Well, yeah, you are. You're a career politician at this point. Okay, Coach Bob, you're absolutely right.
Thank you very much. Hey, bye-bye.
Hey, and thank you. Hey, by the way, Coach Bob was with his band there at the Soup Kitchen, and they are just great. They are a hoot out there. They play it all there, and they play at a lot of different events. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Whether it's compassion and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. They've won so many awards, including a certified chest pain center, a certified primary stroke center, and recently earning the Joint Commissioner's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacements. That's all this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages. It is like 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here Monday, the 12th of November.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
My Monday morning present to you.
You always play the first part. You got to get into it.
Yeah.
You got to get into the song itself. Good morning, everybody.
I'm looking at Diane Lane's skirt in this on the cover.
This
is a cartoon.
This is from the, of course, the movie Streets of Fire. 8 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock here on Monday, the 12th of November, and we have we've chewed on a lot of things today. And the but let's chew on the weather a little bit. 42 degrees going up to 71 today. A little 48 tonight. Here's the thing about this. The weather is going to be really, really, really good for the next week minimum. No rain in sight. We still have winds, but the winds are starting to die down. There's a pressure system coming in here. However, it doesn't mean they won't be back in a couple of days. Car fire, our latest one, or not car fire, I'm sorry, the
camp.
The campfire, the latest on that, Bob?
Stands at, let's see here, 113,000 acres, 25% containment, 15,500 structures remain threatened, over 6,500 were lost, 29 fatalities. Here's what's being put on this fire, 4,555 fire personnel from many different agencies. 571 fire engines, engines coming from all over, including, we heard this morning, some from Montana, as these guys time out and have to be rotated. 91 fire hand crews, 21 helicopters, and various other aircraft. Dozers, 88, and water tenders, 59. The wind is dying down today. But is expected to pick up again later in the week. These resources are being trying to stay in ahead of and manage this fire in the least damaging positions. If you want some public information about the campfire, here's the number, 530-538-7826. That's 530-538-7826. 7826 is the public information line for the Camp Fire. Now, funny story, several of the survivors, you don't want to call them victims, of the survivors had a town hall meeting.
We never call them victims.
Yeah.
They're always survivors.
There was a big town hall meeting, about 300-400 people there, getting the latest information and finding out where are our relatives. And a man...
But so many, like over 200, almost 230 yeah. people still missing.
Yeah, over 200 people missing. Gentleman comes up to the mic and says, my mother is so-and-so. She's still missing. I haven't heard from her. If anybody has any information... The man is obviously distraught.
Mm-hmm.
This is all caught on camera, and in the back behind him, in the camera shot, he can't see it because he's facing the camera, there's a commotion, and then a hand starts waving. It's Mom. And he starts, Mom, why didn't you call? She goes, I was busy.
Yeah, I guess so, Mom. That's great. Hey, you know, but it ended happily.
Yeah, yeah, there was a happy ending. Yeah.
Wow. You know what? I tell you what. If you want, I don't want to be mercenary about this. But if you're looking for a job, and you go with your hands, you run on down to Shasta College and sign up for the heavy equipment class. Within a year, you're going to have your certificate easily. Within a year, you'll have a certificate. Then you go on and you get on a bulldozer, and you start working fires, and your pay, you're going to be making $400 or $500 a day.
How about these dump truck operators? Holy smoke.
You're driving like this. And you know what? Think of this. You would have been working. I mean, probably because of the number of dozers. There's a finite number of dozers and operators, and you can go out and you can go work for companies that do this. It's not easy work, obviously.
It's obviously got a danger element.
And it's
to it.
A danger element. We lost a fire. We know we lost one of our dozer operators during the car fire, but it's again. These are jobs that are out there. And people go, well, they're seasonal jobs. Well, some of these seasonal jobs are going for 6 months. And if you make that much money during the 6 months, you can kind of like find something else to do for the other 6 months and not worry too much about it.
I had a personal friend in Southern California. He drove a four-wheel drive crew bus for 6 months out of the year, made enough to spend the rest of the year at his place in Mexico.
Sure.
And live like a king.
But here's the thing: is you're doing something good for people.
Yeah.
And you're earning your pay. This is not an easy thing, and you're helping. You're saving people. You're saving structures. You're doing the right thing. When I see things like this, and I see people say, oh, I can't get a job or something like this.
Oh yeah.
I can't get a job in what exactly I want to do, but you could get a job on doing one of these things that would help you move on to your next step in life too.
Can I put out another shout-out for if you know a person who is at least a little bit savvy with knobs, dials, and switches and has the interest, send them our way because we are looking for a backup board op.
We're looking for a part-time producer.
Yeah.
That's right.
It won't be immediate full-time or anything, but it's a way to get – people ask, how do I get into radio? This is it.
You can work into it. Let me tell you, the reason we're doing this is, of course, Bob's leaving. We have Ashley and we have Jared. Both are outstanding, but we need a third person. Veterans, you get a preference here. So, and I'm not – you know what?
That's great.
if you're physically disabled, this could be really a good place to come work at. There's not a lot of lifting or carrying in this job. So if you, wheelchairs, difficulty getting around, as long as you can run the board, you can talk, and you have, ability to get along with people here, mainly me, that you're going to be fine here. Something here in the last 3 minutes. They've changed the physical fitness guidelines issued by the federal government, and like 20% of teenagers actually meet it. The new guidelines said that it could be easily achieved by most update recommendations issued in 2008. It calls for adults, that's us, to get at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic physical activity and 2 sessions of muscle strengthening activity each week. Children aged 6 through 17 should get at least 60 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic physical activity per day and sessions of muscle strengthening per week. It doesn't say how many. Middle moderate intensity of activity includes walking briskly, riding a bike on level ground with few hills, and playing doubles tennis, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Muscle strengthening activity includes lifting weights, heavy gardening, such as shoveling, and yoga. 20% of the kids meet that. That's interesting. So I'm just going to have to get off this. You know what? I think what I'll start doing is I'm going to put a treadmill.
Well, in the studio. Hook a little generator up to it so that powers the equipment when you're on the treadmill.
And then I'll get on my treadmill and or the bicycle. Get on the bicycle and pedal during the show. And also it runs right into the generator. So yeah. You know what? If I get excited and I'm talking about Democrats down in Sacramento, there goes the we have enough power for the rest of the day. Okay. So, anyway, hey, thanks for being with us today, my friends.
What is happening tomorrow? Do we know what's happening tomorrow? We don't know.
It's a big surprise tomorrow.
It's a surprise.
It's Wednesday, of course.
The mystery guest.
It will be. And what I'm trying to do is get one of our newest elected officials, the ones that have been elected, and bring them in and say,
what are you going to do?
Now what are you going to do? I'm going to ask Mike DeQuisto. Mike DeQuisto, when are you going to get all your signs down, buddy? Everybody, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.